with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Are you tipping less? Apparently, we are, due to inflation and the general economic unease. A new survey has found adults are tipping less for a range of services where it's common to offer gratuity. Hairstylists and barbers are seeing the greatest drop, a 13% decline since 2022. And servers at sit-down restaurants and food delivery workers are also seeing significant reductions, with their tips down 8% and 7% respectively. Apparently, we're tipping a little bit less. So,
I don't know how much to tip these days.
It's quite often you can't really tip less than 15%, can you? Like when you
with the option on the machine, unless you go custom.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
How much do you tip a hairdresser for a $50 haircut? $20? $10?
Probably 15-20%. Hey.
Okay.
I'm thinking. I don't know.
Presley.
It depends.
Yeah.
Like if it's $50, I'd normally tip a 20 on that.
Yeah.
But I've also been in that situation where I've lived off of tips.
Right.
So tipping really helps out if you're a server or something like that.
Right.
How much you tip your lash person?
Like 10, 15 bucks.
Okay. Fair enough.
Depends on the day. Depends if I got paid or not.
Yeah, sure.
Depending if you've got the money.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I don't know. I'm just, my voice is like, I didn't think I was having issues with the smoke, but I find in myself like I just want to cough. So,
welcome to the club. Here we are. I can't talk. It hurts to talk.
That's an issue.
Could be a quiet morning for Matt.
Oh, no.
God bless.
Heaven forbid.
All right. I'm just turning my microphone.
Oh, peace and quiet.
We're on the radio. It's not supposed to be quiet.
Can't hear him breathing. Earlier this week, his stomach was making noises on air. He's always making noise. If he's not making noise, he's not making noise, right?
Well, and every so often, he's like, oh. Like, oh. It was like 10 times more aggressive.
I think I got strep throat, to be honest with you.
Go get tested then.
You get tested.
I do get tested for strep throat.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, good answer. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear we're in this small little room with you and your strep throat. That's good. That could explain what's going on with me.
Oh, maybe.
Watch all of us not be here next week because of Matt.
Well, I'll be here because I'll be recovering. Finally get to do the show by myself.
A very special day today. We'll get to it in moments. We'll just leave it at that for now.
Chris is so excited to do this for you, Presley, and it's terrible.
Okay.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Today is Donald Duck Day. You know, I do a great Donald Duck. The problem is I can't really do it and talk at the same time. That's the problem.
So you do an awful Donald Duck. You just go gaggle, 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 gaggle.
Can you do it?
You're not Donald Duck. You're just a guy in the same octave.
I'm Donald Duck, but I'm speaking like maybe Spanish or something.
No. You're just like, you flex on everybody. I can do one impression. It's Donald Duck. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Say something. You sound like me clearing my throat.
I'm trying to say hello, Matt.
No.
Donald's on his deathbed.
I do a great impression. I can do Ernie from Sesame Street.
You can only say one line.
Ebert, Ebert.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
The impressionist of our time.
So firstly, impressive.
You got any impressions in that Don't PC yours?
No.
Come on.
I can't.
Maybe you can do Donald Duck like I can.
I know I can't do that.
Just
one.
Just try it.
No, I'm good. Because I don't even know how to like begin with that. That, keep it like, how do you...
That doesn't sound like Donald Duck. That sounds like an alien.
like which position do you, like, form your mouth? Or, like, I don't get it.
This is...
Hey, Kermit the Frog here.
That's not good either.
No.
You're awful.
Okay. Let's see if others can do impressions. What's the impression you can do? 780-421-1039. Matt, you're pretty good at, like, you can do Arnold Schwarzenegger.
let me tell you about my new movie. It's about me, but it's not actually me. I'm on the Schwarzenegger.
No.
Let's get bumped up.
I think that's pretty good.
It's like a 4 out of 10.
Take that back or I'll smash your bones in the dust. I'll hit you right on the top of the head and break both your ankles.
Okay, what can you do? Please, help us out.
What about my Christopher Walken?
No.
Let me tell you something, Preston. No, it's getting like vampire-esque.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hi, Kissin'.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. My wife called me on the way into her work, and she said, I'm supposed to do a Donald Duck impression for you guys.
It's Donald Duck Day. Please do it.
It's Donald Duck Day today?
Yes.
I think we lose a little bit over the phone, but it doesn't sound awful. Okay.
That
yeah.
sounds better.
Oh, you can do the warble.
Yeah, that's way better than Chris's.
Yes, it is. And I knew that.
We were just in Mexico, and... with our kids, just three of our six kids, and one of the guys there was doing the Donald Duck impression,
mm-hmm.
and when I did it back to him, he was so shocked because he said no one can do it. So
yeah, you definitely can.
The Mexican Thanks. Donald Duck.
Yeah, Mexican Donald Duck on a pirate ship.
Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Chris Gaines, also known as Garth Brooks, his alter ego. You got a little music for us, Matty? But there's something about you. Yeah, there was a lot of people that were critical of Garth Brooks, Chris Gaines.
Understandably.
But he loved it, and he's thinking about doing another project, as a matter of fact. He says, selfishly, I love the Chris Gaines record, and I want to do it for me. It challenged me as a vocalist, and so, you know what, I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's on my list.
I hope he brings back the Chris Gaines look, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the tie-dyed soul patch.
Work as much at 61 years old.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah. Chris Gaines has a skullet.
He was planning to do a movie with it, too. He wanted to be like Chris Gaines, the actor.
What, is he going
to
go in The Crow?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I have no idea. We'll see. You know.
What a weird side project.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, though. Yeah. Like, whatever. Yeah. You do you, Garth.
Yeah.
His last couple albums can't be any worse. So.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. This is Garth Brooks?
Yes.
No.
It was
Garth Presley Brooks. Didn't know who Chris Gaines was.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Google Chris Gaines.
He
yeah.
looks like that 12-year-old emo kid.
Yeah.
Who's like, it's not a phase, Mom. So I am.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Are you faster than the person you play against? You don't have to be fast. You just got to be faster than the person you play against.
It's true.
Right? It's kind of like when you're trying to outrun a bear.
Bear. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. See?
You've never heard that, Presley?
No.
Come on.
Why is that the first thing you think of?
He said it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because normally it comes out of your mouth first.
Jeez.
You know what's coming out of his mouth today?
Strep throat.
White dots.
He's been bugging Presley to look down his throat for the last 15 minutes or so. I'm glad she's a good sport. Like, we're very, very lucky, you know? I mean, it takes just the right person to come in and...
put up with you two? Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't know you couldn't handle it.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Yeah.
She could handle it. And she said she saw white spots. Is that strep throat?
Yeah. If you have white spots or the back of your throat is white, that is an indication that you possibly have strep throat.
Okay.
All right. But guess who else is going to get strep throat?
Thank you,
Doctor. You too.
Thank you, Dr. Presley.
Do you have your tonsils still?
No.
Oh. Hmm.
I took those out of my eye. They don't do that very much anymore.
Do you think you saw a tonsil in there?
Well, no, because I get strep throat quite often because I still have my tonsils.
Oh,
if
right.
you don't have tonsils, you don't get it as often.
Yeah.
What else do you see back there?
Your uvula?
Still works.
It's going to be a scorching hot day. The smoke looks like it's just getting smokier by the minute as far as as that goes this morning. I was talking to a buddy of mine just yesterday, Dave, recently retired, firefighter Dave.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I feel like we've already had summer. He says, I've golfed 20 times so far this year.
Must right? be nice.
Well, he's retired, you know.
It truly does feel like, I'm like, I was driving home and I'm like, what month is it?
Yeah.
We still have another two and a half months of this.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm like, yay? Yay? I guess better than winter?
Yeah.
Could use a little rain? Fires everywhere? The planet's burning, but whatevs.
But Dave got to golf 20 times so far this year.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Jill and Audrey are playing Quick Draw for the Edmonton Elks tickets. Big game coming up on Sunday at 5 o'clock, and one of you is going to be there, okay? Are you guys ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready.
It's a best of five, and again, the first one of three is going to the game. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Words with double letters that start with a letter P.
Putter.
Yeah. Good job, Jill. Do you golf?
No, my son does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, question number two. A type of fruit that starts with a letter M.
Melon was in first by Audrey.
Yep. All right. Question number three. Something you find on a map that starts with a letter G.
A gorge?
Yeah. Okay, Jill. You can find gorges.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Jill. All right. You got a blocker here, Audrey. A store that starts with a letter V.
Victoria's Secret.
Jill just won. Sorry about that, Audrey.
That's all right. Thank you.
Hey, but thanks for playing. Jill, go to Victoria's Secret, get your outfit, and go to the game.
Oh, no, thank you.
Good idea. Don't listen to them.
You can find comfortable stuff at Victoria's Secret asking me how I know.
Yeah. I don't want to know.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
George Strait's going to be playing in Seattle next weekend. And I may know somebody that's going to the show.
Who? Your mother?
That's a strange poll, Matt. Why would you think my mom?
Because you told me. What do you think? I'm making this up? Does she not want the world to know?
I don't know, but it's pretty awesome. It'll be fun. She's going to see George Strait. She's never seen him, so she wants to see him. And she's going to see him in Seattle, and Chris Stapleton's going to be there, and little big town. Remember when we announced that? We said, wow, that'd be amazing.
Sure would be.
So, pretty awesome. Maybe we'll get her to be our correspondent from Seattle. That'd be fun.
Yeah, make a phone call.
Yeah, I like that idea. She'll take our collect call, I'm sure. Do people still make collect calls? Is there such a thing?
I don't think you can make I don't know.
Like, long distance doesn't really matter anymore, right? Like, I think that... Or does it?
No, you get like unlimited calling inside of Canada. If you're going like in the States.
Yeah.
Calling cards, is that a thing too? It reminds me of that greatest commercial of all time. Mm. Would you take a collect call from, Bob, we had a baby, it's a boy. Because phone calls are so expensive.
That's what people used to do.
You used to
give the information of whatever you needed. Yeah. Call me back at 5 o'clock. Collect call from five. Call me back at 5 o'clock. Okay, you got the music ready?
Ready.
Okay. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Yeah, feeling hot, hot, hot. It's going to be 30 today, 31 tomorrow. So we thought we'd talk about cool drinks. You know, the just the best ones. The one that cools you off on a day like this. Your go-to. You know, is it a slushy or a slurpee? Presley was saying she calls them slurpees. Others call them slushies. Same thing, right?
I call them slushies.
Yeah.
They're slurpees here in the city.
They're slushy. You're going to go down in the store and get a slush.
Get a slush.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? I think slushies are more of a small town take.
Obviously.
On that. Yeah.
Hey, where are you from again?
Jarvie.
Yeah.
Okay. What about snow cones? Does anybody do snow cones?
You just don't get enough flavor.
They hurt my teeth after a while.
Yeah.
You need some Sensodyne, girl.
I do use Sensodyne because 7 in 10 doctors recommend it, or dentists.
Oh, cold drinks. When you were younger and you spent all day playing with your friends, and you're like, I'm so thirsty, and they're like, well, just use the hose.
Oh.
Don't diss the hose. The garden hose, it came out
so
ice cold.
You had to run it for a while because it's pretty hot.
Inside the hose, the water that's still in there.
Boiling.
Yeah. Let it run. Another great one is when you're an adult. Oh. Hard day out.
Yeah.
It's been hot, maybe even golfing. You sit down on the patio.
Yeah.
That ice cold pint.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you put ice in your beer?
Well, no. I'd rather drink a European style, like pee warm.
Presley loves ice. Would you put ice in your beer?
Yeah, I put ice in beer.
It's
wrong with you?
It just tastes better when it's ice cold.
That's a weirder what right there.
Yeah, ice in your beer.
I put ice in everything, though. I put ice in wine, too.
Yeah. What about ice in your chocolate milk? Would you do that?
Yeah.
I could see that working.
What?
Nothing wrong with that.
That is so weird.
Chris, we were talking about this previously before we brought it on air. Chris is like, well, another great cold drink would be milkshakes on a hot day. And I think the milkshake might be the worst drink to have on a hot day.
Well, if it gets warm. But
No, if it's ice cold, doesn't matter. You go out there and you're like, oh, I'll start moving around in the heat. I got this belly full of milkshake. You feel like a slug.
There.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a milkshake fan, but I thought milkshakes were kind of a something you'd get.
No.
No? Okay. For me, it's just a simple McDonald's DC.
Diet Coke.
Be that simple.
Lots of ice. That's fine. Yeah. Fountain pop. Okay.
Water is, like you say, water from a hose or water. Okay.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're talking about the most cold, refreshing drink that you could have on a day like today. This is a great text. When I was a kid, says a texter, our family would drive through the mountains. My mom would pack cups so we could stop at little waterfalls and springs running down rocks at the side of the highway. Icy cold mountain water after traveling, packed in a station wagon with no AC, perfectly refreshing. I remember when I was a kid going to Columbia Ice Fields and there was water on the mountain, like right on the glacier, and we would have that water. And I can remember drinking it to this day. It was just like, that was pretty pure.
I can see you accidentally slurping from a tire track near the near the Columbia Falls. No, Chris, not that water. Is that stuff good to drink? Like, even though it's like
what
glacier fed that water?
That's actually where the North Saskatchewan starts, Matt.
Yes, so, but it goes into a treatment plant. It's not like we just scoop up water from the North Saskatchewan and drink it.
At that point, get like a life straw.
No, yeah.
Filter it out a little bit at least. You never
know what's
being there. It's
better than the treatment plant water. It is. It has to be.
No, it isn't. How?
Yeah. How? What?
Like, it can't be all natural. There has to be some sort of bacteria in that water still.
What's wrong with you guys? Why can't you believe in good things?
I believe
in,
I'm sure it's fine, but like, just be mindful. Us humans have soft bellies. I can't eat the ice cubes in Mexico.
Get the green apple two-step.
Yeah,
from it?
Maybe. You know, a station wagon full of teenagers with no AC.
You've never
everybody
heard
gets
the
squirts.
You've never heard the green apple two-step before?
No.
Oh. It's diarrhea, Preston. Ah! No, I'm telling you, that water would be like, yeah, that's the way you should drink it. It doesn't need to go through no treatment plants.
I think it does. I like my treatment plant. I like my safe fluoridated water.
What about the phytoplankton, huh? That's a thing, right? Yeah.
I don't, what? Phytoplankton now?
Yeah.
Caring for good health?
That's the little things you can get in bacteria. Isn't it phytoplankton or is that something else?
Somebody said bacteria doesn't live in the glacier. It's too cold. Okay.
Oh.
The glacier water has not been pooped in yet.
All right. What about animal feces?
Touché salesman.
What kind of animals are up there? There's no polar bears
elk
up there.
Sheep.
Elk.
Yeah. Bears.
Sheep.
Elk.
Oh, gosh. You guys. No.
You need to be careful with mountain water. I've seen enough episodes of Alone that you need to boil your water, no matter where you are.
What about Naked and Afraid?
Boil your water.
Or you'll get the green apple too.
Yes. Okay.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hello?
Madison.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. It's Chris, Matt, and Presley. What does H2O stand for?
Water.
Water. You got it. You were the first person through, little lightning fingers.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're going to the Kiss and Kickoff Party featuring Parker McCollum and Colin Ray and many more. It's just going to be a fantastic way to kick off Big Valley.
I am so excited. Thank you so much.
I know one thing that Madison won't be drinking at the kickoff party, and that's water.
I'll have a few.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, go beer, beer, water, beer, beer, water.
Sure.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Presley was a little tired and downtrodden early in the show, and now she just gets fired up. She says it's the coffee. I don't know what it is.
It's the diarrhea talk. Picked her up. You're a lot like Jack,
yeah.
And then you're a lot not like Jack sometimes. Jack would have none of this.
It's kind of funny. Like, all I can picture, what goes through my head is like 70 people lined up on a bus to use the bathroom.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
All
not
of them
really.
Crossing their legs like cartoon characters.
That's not funny.
Nope.
It's happened. It's happened. It really has.
I can't help it.
Oh, boy. I hope the bus driver didn't take any of the water.
Yep. What if the bus driver had it, too?
Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the glacier water, and there's big, you know.
Some people say safe to drink. Other people say no, and other people are sharing their shared experiences of drinking the water and getting the squirts.
Yeah. So. But then, again, how many people like me, I never got the squirts from the water.
Yeah, but you got to...
Stomach like
steel
a dog.
Gut.
I got a stomach like a dog.
Yeah.
I absolutely do have a stomach like a dog.
I've seen Chris throw up and eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a little gross.
If I had something to throw at you right now. Okay, Matt, this is a pretty traumatic week for you at your house. What happened?
Just in my easygoing neighborhood, crimes are being committed.
Uh-huh.
Just somehow, some way, we aren't safe from the evil in this world.
Uh-huh.
I go out to water my newly planted front garden, which is popping off, by the way. It looks great because everybody judged me because I had the front garden.
Right.
Anyways, I go to water the plants near the house. Somebody's taken a planter and walked away with it. Well, evil is one. Good is dead. Like, what's happening here? We were scouring our front doorbell camera for the culprit.
Yeah.
Couldn't find him.
Yeah.
I think it was an inside job.
What do you mean?
Might have been our new neighbors. Because if you walk through the side, you get away with not being on camera.
Okay. Okay.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, if you want to steal something from me.
Okay.
But it's gone. Who steals a flower bed?
I love the way you're blaming your neighbors. That's so good.
I love how mad you're getting.
Well, those things are cheap these days. It's like $40 for a nice planter box like you buy at a greenhouse.
Okay. Yeah.
My wife is rattled.
Yes.
She literally thinks like maybe we should start digging a bunker or getting a panic room.
Yeah. Because the planter went missing.
It went missing. Who steals flowers? Yeah. What kind of wholesome criminal is out there? Ooh, that's pretty. I guess, like, okay. I don't know.
All right. 780-421-1039. What is the strangest, most unusual thing that's ever been taken from you? A planter full of flowers is quite unusual.
Of course, my wife took to the community Facebook group.
Yes.
And lots of people are getting their flowers stolen.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
There's a serial flower
thief. The flower thief. If you see a yard that's absolutely popping off, it could be the thief.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to describe your flowers? What did they look like?
They were green, red, purple, more red. Hopefully that clears everything up. I think there was...
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Matt was talking about his flower pot being taken from their front yard, and we're looking for your story similar to that. Matt, I'm with you. Someone came and cut my lilies one year just after they bloomed. So frustrating.
Wow.
My lilies.
If you're looking for a cheap bouquet, go to your neighbor's house.
Meg said someone broke into my parents' house a long time ago, and all they took was my dad's suit and dress shoes and belt. Okay, so they just needed an outfit.
I like to think in this scenario... It was, they got the job and they never stole again because they had the nice suit.
Or they were going to court.
Sure.
For theft.
Probably.
A passenger car mirror at Grant Mac for school came and someone had taken my mirror right off.
Who does that? You ever steal a hood ornament, Chris?
No.
Good for you.
No. Obviously you have.
Nope.
Okay. A Halloween blow-up pumpkin was stolen from me and they wrapped it of... around a stop sign in the county. See, that's the worst. They steal it and they don't even use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stacia says, we had bought a new lawnmower blade while our stroller was also sitting in the backyard. We woke up the next morning in the backyard. The stroller was gone and the lawnmower blade. Who steals the lawnmower blade?
Yeah, like what are the
from
chances?
The bottom of the lawnmower.
No.
Yeah, that's
wait,
what
it was
they
attached?
Said. What do you think? No, maybe not.
Because, man, if they went through all the work of taking it off...
with the ratchet?
They totally deserve it.
Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're talking about things that were taken from you, strange and unusual things that were taken. When I lived in Spruce Grove a few years ago, my neighbor, who was a great gardener, planted a beautiful little evergreen just outside the fence and the walking trail. Someone came under the cover of darkness with a shovel and dug it up and stole it.
Who steals a tree, honestly?
That is so
strange. That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work for a tree.
That's murder one. Yeah. That's premeditated.
Yeah.
You see that tree, then the wheels start turning. You case the joint. You go at night. You bring your own shovel.
Yeah.
What is going on? Well,
that reminds me of that great old saying, right? The best day to steal a tree was 30 years ago.
The best day to steal a tree is right now.
Second best day is today.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I sold a lot of lawn ornaments, and I apologize for that.
That's true. Garden gnomes.
Yeah, Roman for gnomon.
What?
We would drive around late at night in high school, and we would steal lawn gnomes and other lawn-related ornaments. We made the paper. Week by week, we stole all the seven dwarves and Snow White from a lady's house. She was upset.
Did she get them back?
No, I still have two of the dwarves in my garage.
Come on.
For real.
Do you want to bring
them to work.
What is wrong with you?
When I was 18, lots.
Why do you admit this?
On the radio, of all places.
Well, that statute of limitations is gone. I can't be charged.
Like Wonder Woman's... Lasso of truth.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did this.
You are an open book.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes we just got to get our evils out in the world.
Okay, but you do regret it.
No, he doesn't. Look at him.
Slightly. I don't want to ruin somebody's day, and people paid money for that, but like...
She probably cried.
She did have the seven dwarfs out.
Sad.
Yeah.
She had all the emotions gone.
Doc.
Yeah. Yeah, the one dwarf that nobody talks about, Steely.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Head coach and general manager of the team, Chris Jones, they did something fun with him this week. Mean tweets. You know, the Elks, like just social media is a mean place, right? And so he had some fun with this.
Gary, 15671, said, one loss down, 17 more to go. It's a tremendous positive that you have learned to count.
He can't put you in his place.
It's that accent.
I'm glad you mentioned that accent. That is such a fun accent. What is your favorite accent of all time?
Australian.
Yeah.
I love a good Australian accent. Yeah. Hard accent to duplicate.
Yeah.
English is a fun one.
Can you do it, though?
Good day, mate. $500 he does, Tobias. Did you make a collect call to the United States?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
All right, what about you?
South African?
What about you?
Probably just like the Texan accent.
Yeah.
It's easy to go into.
Yeah.
Last night we made the Laker talk.
Okay, I would say whatever accent Olivia Newton-John had is my favorite.
She's American?
Australian.
No, yeah, she was like New Zealand.
Oh, take a caravan for the kids. She was a little different.
Yeah.
That was like Irish.
It's hard to do. Irish is a good one. Scottish.
Uh-huh.
Oh, an Irish laugh swearing at me.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Matt does a really good German, too.
Does he? Yeah.
This is my my positive, angry German man.
Uh-huh.
Babysitting Tyler was a delight. Yes, I would like to go get ice cream.
I love it.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.